Good morning. It's 9:36. Eight. One of those. The numbers are real small. The light's real bright. 9:30. Eight. I don't care. 2 minutes, one way or the other. You're not going to hear this for at least an hour. It doesn't matter. It's a lovely morning. It's a sunny morning. It's beautiful. It's a little crisp. 40-ish. Google thought it was 37 when I left. It thinks it's 43 now. Outside my back door is around 42. All right, I don't care. I got my parka, but I don't have any of the extra clothing today, and I'm just as comfortable. Maybe a little too warm. Don't care. Sun feels glorious. So, yeah, this morning I wrote the last line for Suicide Run. First draft, I'm going to go through, the continuity. The continuity on this is going to be miserable because I didn't delete any words up till now. And I found myself going down a wrong hole. I just pushed the words to the bottom of the page and kept them in the draft. And in rough draft, it was 117,000 words. Almost 118,000. When I took off all of the scrapings, things that didn't fit anymore, I only lost about something around 9,500, close to 10,000 words. So it's something close to 108,000 right at the moment. It will be longer because there's scene stuff, setting stuff I need to do. There's a lot of heads talking in white rooms that needs to be addressed. And I noticed it. I noticed it the other day, and it's like, okay, well, we got to do better than this, because this is kind of meh. It's kind of flat. Flat, as they say, flat. So, yeah, it's cool. Yeah, somebody pointed out in a comment, and I haven't responded to the comment yet, I'm sorry, that I'm understating a bit Michael Anderle's, my interaction with Michael Anderle at the Smarter Artist Summit. I got a big fanboy hug. It was like the expression on his face when I introduced myself. I don't remember how much I said the other day. It was like I went up to him and said, "Oh yeah, I understand. You have a vampire." I thought it was a vampire. You have a vampire named Nathan Lowell in one of your books. And he says, "Well, actually, it's a werewolf, but yeah, I do." And I stuck up my hand and said, "Hi, I'm Nathan Lowell." And he was like, "This moment of shocked silence." And his face was indescribable, like, are you kidding? Oh my God. And then I got a big fanboy hug. Yes, it's true. I was distinctly not prepared for that kind of reaction from Michael Anderle. So, one of several reactions that I got that seemed all out of proportion with my image of myself. So apparently he's a fan, and he needed a name, and he thought he would use mine. Which I, you can't copyright a name, I don't. I'm flattered, because that means people talk about that, which means they talk about me, which means they talk about my work, which is okay, which is good. I like that. But yeah, I started going through my notes, and I've been working on Suicide Run since May, early May 4th, 2017. May the 4th be with you. 2017. It's about a month after I got my diagnosis of diabetes. And so the 6 months that began that book were more than a little bit rocky. And the last 6 months have been, the last 4 months, have been sort of like an engine with not quite enough gas. So it might start and run for a minute, but poops out. And you have to coax it and coax it, and it'll give a couple more coughs and then poop out. But I think in the last, well, I know in the last 3 days I've written 7,000 words, which is nothing compared to my historical output, but compared to my more recent history, 7,000 words over the course of 3 days was pretty staggering. I did 2,000 words this morning before breakfast. I've done them already. I wrote the denouement this morning. I finished the action part of the story yesterday, last night around 11:30, and it's like, okay, I'm done for the day. I need to get some sleep. I'd taken my medication, so I was fighting the pills, and I still needed to do my meditation to go with my medication. And so it was... it was useful. It felt good to get that part done, and I got, I don't know, 6-7 hours sleep. More like six. I was up around 6:15. Didn't get to bed till 11:30, quarter 12. It's probably after 12, I think. But I slept pretty soundly, having achieved a significant goal. I got to go through on a second draft to give it a reread and find out where things I wrote and then removed got confused in my mind as still being there, so that I refer in the later part of the books, I refer to things that existed for a while but don't anymore. So I gotta go through and try to put that stuff together. I gotta go through and try to get some, make sure that I don't have that many blank walls, that many empty rooms where two people with little or no description talk to each other. But yeah, this is the part. I actually like this part. This is not an onerous part. The story is on the page. I can see the whole thing. And while I don't really know what the themes are yet, I have to go through. Looks like there's a theme developed in the last part, which may be the theme for the next book. I don't know. We'll see. Zoya is a much stronger character in this book than she was in the last book. Natalia is mellowing. So I'm on balance, on just from sitting here in the warm glow of having finished the first draft. I'm pretty pleased with what I think I've written. I may be less pleased later, but I went through and I did a little bit of because this story has gone on so long, because I've had to go back periodically and reread from the beginning, just because I needed to know, I needed to be refreshed on where the story was. This is definitely not the process I can use going forward. I can't produce one book a year. The last book I produced was in April 2017. That was the last book I published. I can't keep doing that. I've got to do... It's too... Overlooking for the moment the financial aspect, the mental toll, psychological toll of knowing that I'm capable of 68,000 words in a week, of all 10,000 word days, almost without limit. And then seeing days where I do 250 words or 500 words or 7,000 words over 3 days, which is what I've done lately. Oh, get ready, sit with me. Blog post. That undermines my self-image. That undermines my identity in a way that I really can't afford. Part of it is I have to accept the fact that when I was writing 10,000 words a day, I really was writing by the seat of my pants. And I had stories that I was pretty sure of, even though I couldn't have told you what they were when I started. Yeah, I think my brain sort of knew where they were going. South Coast was a bit of a stretch because I had no idea where I'm going with that one. But pretty much all the Ishmael books have, well, in the beginning they all had to share. So they had to have a share, and he had to have a problem, and he had to solve the problem in such a way that there left a thread hanging for the next book. But it wasn't actually a cliffhanger. So I was reading some commentary about Captain Cher starting out with him being bitter and jaded. Yeah. Because the stories are never about, have never been about some sort of utopian vision. They've always been about how people look at their lives, how people perceive what is happening around them, how people respond, how people react to the vicissitudes of life. So Ishmael, spoiler alert in case you don't know this, but Ishmael ends up in something of a bad place, the end of Ownership. And for all that, I've taken a lot of abuse for how that ends, the story had to end that way because I could not keep that kind of Pollyanna view, that kind of everything always goes right. Even when it doesn't, but he thinks it does. Something had to happen to Ishmael. And while I admit there could have been other bad things that happened to Ishmael, this one is the deepest. This is short of having him nearly die himself, which actually he did. He needed something that would bump him into the next level, that would bump him into the next level of awareness of himself, so that he could grow, which he didn't do very much in the last or in the latter part of Ownership. He didn't really do a lot of growing. He sort of carried through, sailing on, as so many people do, still feeling at least even subconsciously a certain level of invincibility. And he had to face that level of mortality, as many of us do, at a point where It seems almost incomprehensible. And so the story had to end, if not that exact way, then at least some equitable way, some way that was relatively equal to that. I know there are a few people, and I'm sorry I haven't been posting podcasts more regularly, so we'll try to get better about that so you have the podcast to listen to together. You know who you are. Who thought that Greta was not a very good person, that Ishmael could do better. I don't know. Yes. Okay. Maybe. The problem is the perception of relationships, my perception of relationships, has changed over the last half century. It's quite a lot over the last 20 years. Nothing like being married with children to give a different perspective on what a happy ending might be, outside of a massage parlor. I will say that my reading in the romance genre over the last 5-10 years has really colored my perception of romance in the literature. I don't know that it's informed me a great deal about relationships in real life, but the romance genre is fraught with people who have problems because they overlook basic communications. I think that's why so many people write historical romances, because they don't have to deal with the reality that you really only had to pick up your cell phone and call, and the majority of problems are solved. I noticed that lately some of the newer books in contemporary romance are using not so much a lack of communication, but an absolute, complete misunderstanding. Much like Ishmael's complete misunderstanding of fraternization amongst crew members on the same ship has led to a certain level of dysfunction in his own relationships, his perception of the captain's role, because he comes to it from an idealized, almost romanticized perspective of hornblower and Melville. Melville to a lesser extent. Because Ahab, face it, Ahab was crazy. In a certain way, Ishmael's been a little bit crazy, so it's not that far-fetched an idea. At any rate, things, I've changed. I've changed as a writer. I've changed as a person. And Ishmael had to change as well. Good morning. So, like it or lump it, like it or hate it, the ending was, like it or lump it, was not at all what I wanted to say. The ending was the ending that I needed, even if it wasn't the one that anybody else thought was the one required. I thought it was the one the story needed. And it opened up this door to Ishmael's redemption. And Ishmael's redemption is a bad word. Reemergent, his understanding of himself and the world, the universe at large, is this. These three books are his way of dealing, his process of growing into something new, and I don't even know quite what yet, but we will see. In the meantime, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.